Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All righty, folks. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us as we begin 2 hours here in Political Coffee and talking all about what's going on today. Are you even going to pay attention to the Biden inauguration? I'm not, because there's lots of other things to talk about, like looking ahead to the future, right here in Oregon and frankly for the whole country. Because everything we talk about is always, as you know, with the eye towards giving you thoughts and ideas and phrases so that you can change your world. You can persuade the persuadable. That's why we do this. So I just watched Donald Trump give his last final comments as president. He's still president and, you know, till another 3 hours. Well, 2 hours and 50 minutes. So I thought he was, he was great. You know, for those of us who deeply appreciate who he is and as a flawed man saved by God's marvelous grace, a God I believe truly put into office to do something that, I mean, the only outsider president to ever be elected in this country, truly outsider, not a part of the swamp. 21 gun artillery salute. That was very appropriate. I'm glad he did that. But he also hinted that he was going to be back. I think that's a cool thing. I think that's an appropriate thing. Because what's happened is he has awakened. He's awakened a lot of people. In fact, Newsmax is running at the bottom of their screen. And I watched this live on Newsmax. And they're scrolling at the bottom of the screen that the media has been exposed. They have. But it's not just the media. I mean, even though he wasn't able to drain the swamp the way he had wanted to, he's exposed not just the media, but the true rhinos. I've never been so disgusted in all my life. And I hate to be negative here, but I just say I'm disgusted with Mitch McConnell. Because, the reality is, friends, is that, yeah, if you heard Mark Levin last night, I mean, Levin is, to say he's really upset with McConnell's, to put it mildly. Mitch McConnell is a, without question, a creature of the swamp. He has to be defeated. He has to be defeated by electing, by we the people, helping to elect real conservatives in the Senate primaries coming up, in the Senate seats that are actually winnable from Democrats. And that they will, because the way McConnell does this, folks, and the way it's done in D.C., I mean, it's really pretty simple to understand. It's just he has control of the money, the big money that comes from the associations and other groups that can give large amounts of money into the Senate committee controlled by his people. And he doles it out and he says how you're going to run your Senate race as a Republican candidate. And if you don't pledge fidelity to him, he doesn't fund you. That's just how bold and in your face he is. He's got to be defeated. Now, he just won re-election, so it's going to be 6 years before we can take him out in a Republican primary. But I mean we, and this goes back to Trump. Trump said, we love you. We will be back in some form. Now, when's the last time you've heard me say this? Just ask yourself this question. When's the last time you heard a president say that he loves us? They don't say that. I mean, I don't remember it. Maybe some have, but I just don't. So the reality is this, folks. Donald Trump's coming back. It is key to getting rid of swamp creatures like Mitch McConnell. It is key to getting rid of the Liz Cheneys. You've heard me say this, and it is so true. It is key. Donald Trump coming back and saying, we're going to be back in some form. Means he hasn't totally figured out what that is yet, but he's going to be back. So let me ask you this question. How do you feel today? I want to hear from you over the next 2 hours exactly how you feel today. Trump did not impose martial law. He did not even impose the conditions of his emergency, his executive order, not emergency, his executive order. He didn't even do that. Didn't seize Dominion voting machines. He didn't do any of that. Now, that tells me he's certainly running again for 2024. They're going to impeach him. I mean, they already have. They're going to conduct a trial in the Senate. I'm a little more sure of that today than I was yesterday. Because especially what he just said. Of him just saying, we will be back in some form. They cannot have that. They cannot risk that, folks. Mitch McConnell cannot afford that. For Mitch McConnell to say what he said yesterday, is a war cry for us. It is. You see, it is, I mean, Liz Cheney's own Wyoming Republican Party, I believe the Wyoming Republican Party, if I remember right, has come out against what she did. Donald Trump has to come out against it. Donald Trump has to stand up really soon and do exactly what I have said he needs to do. If he wants to run in 2024, he must go after these 10 Republicans in the House. He must defeat them. He must call upon you and I to help fund it as small dollar donors. Because believe me, Liz Cheney and Kevin McCarthy, another swamp creature who runs the House Republicans, I mean, McCarthy's not going to punish her. Well, they've got a fight brewing inside the House Republican caucus, as they should have. There's no way you can permit her to be the number three Republican in the House. And having done what she did, you don't let your children break the family rules without some punishment. Because you know that if they do not feel punishment, the consequences of their actions, they'll just keep doing it and they're emboldened to do it more. This is human nature. It's nothing special beyond that. Well, Donald Trump has to do the same thing. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he wants to have a shot at draining the swamp again, if he wants to have the shot, a shot at proving there was massive vote fraud, he must go forward with all of these challenges before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Sidney Powell last night dropped out of one, at least one of her lawsuits, the Georgia lawsuit. She simply pulled out of it. That's disappointing, and there's no indication as to why. People are wondering. I'm wondering. At any rate, some things here in Oregon, I'm just asking you, how do you feel today that Joe Biden is going to be inaugurated? A corrupt, and that's what he is, folks. there's enormous evidence of him just being corrupt. Corrupted a senile man that is going to be judged by his history, by what he's done. I believe he's going to be judged by God. And in his place, we will get the most radical member of the U.S. Senate, a woman who could not be elected in the Democrat primary. That's how radical she is. How do you feel today that none of these things that everybody was hoping would happen, none of them have transpired, with the exception of the president did declassify more of these documents on the fake Russian dossier, and more of that will be exposed. The Oregon Republican Party comes out and condemns impeachment. Ted Sickinger writes, and then it aligns itself with conspiracy theories. And of course, the picture that they have is this group of armed demonstrators that were at the Capitol this last Sunday, most of which were Antifa. Now, why would they do that? Why wouldn't they like put a picture of the chairman of the Oregon Republican Party up there? Well, because this is how the press smears something. And of course, then they smear Mike Nierman, because the executive committee of the Oregon Republican Party, his chief of staff, Becky Mitz, is on the executive committee. And the statement was put out by the executive committee and accompanying resolutions. So they're, of course, being just trying to tie all of that and smear again the Republican Party. So then they go after Mark Scholl, you know, as we talked about yesterday and what he did. But the news release says they believe that Republican votes in favor of impeachment was a profound betrayal. And the impeachment itself is a sham process without an investigation and in contradiction to known and emerging facts. Bill Curry is quoted as saying, this type of sham process has become the norm for the Democrats, but no Republican should support or give in to such an abuse of our constitutional system. And then, of course, members of the party's leadership team did not return calls for comment. Well, the old trick there, as you know, and we'll get to Rebecca in a moment, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. The old trick there is that the news reporter has the story written, and then just before they release it, you know, say an hour or two before, they call people and say, hey, I'm on deadline. Can you comment? A lot of people don't even get the phone call. There's more to this. How do you feel today? Want to hear from you. Back in a moment, 20.
Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, you just got to love how the Oregonian smears Republicans. And even Ted Sickinger, who generally has been a pretty good reporter when it came to PERS. I mean, he just says all of these things are lies that Republicans saying that liberals, Antifa, actually invaded the Capitol. It's just a conspiracy theory. Really? How about all the videos, Ted, from these people themselves saying that they're Antifa and that they did it? Nah, that's just a conspiracy theory, isn't it, Ted? and blaming it on Trump. I mean, he does. He calls him lies. And that the Justice Department has arrested 100 people and that the FBI is zeroing in on several right-wing extremist groups that appeared to be more prepared and organized, including Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and Three Percenters. Have any of them been arrested inside the Capitol? By the way, have you seen the FBI's putting up these billboards around the country asking for you to snitch on the people who were in the riot? And then they say, well, it's just Portland area pollsters and other observers, which would be liberal Democrats, say they're puzzled by the strategy behind the Tuesday statement beyond appealing to the party's base. It's a really curious strategy for a political party that is so weak in the state right now. And then they say Republicans haven't won the governor's mansion since Vicatia. They've won two statewide races in the last two decades. They're in the wilderness in the legislature, and they spent the summer trying to recall Kate Brown. Well, let's just talk about the governor's races, huh? How many conservatives have we run? A couple. And they actually got closer than the moderates. Now, I got a text from Freddie saying that that, you know, Trump declassifying these documents is, you know, Biden's just going to reclassify them. Problem is, it's too late. They're out there. They've been downloaded. And once they're out there, they're out there. You can't put the horse back in the barn. But this is just another example of journalistic malpractice and smearing from the Oregonian. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. How do you feel that Donald Trump has left the White House and none of this stuff was exposed? Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on and your thoughts today. How do you feel?
It feels so much like living the Civil War again. The Civil War came about through years and years of the Democrats abusing America. And they finally passed the Fugitive Slave Act and forced the North to participate in sending slaves back had run to the North. And so also there were many freed blacks who never had been slaves who were captured and taken south. And the Republican Party formed out of that great injustice to people. And during that time, Harriet Tubman was busy running her operation down. She made so many trips down into the South and brought people up. God gave her vision on turn left, go here. She never lost anybody in all of her trips. And one of her observations was that she could have freed thousands more slaves. She could have convinced them that they were slaves. And I feel so much like that's what we're living in. People don't see what's happening. They don't believe it, even when it affects them, even when it hurts them. Even when Fox speaks to our community that the government could have put out early in August, but they just let it smolder until the week came up, so that they could get money from the federal government. Even when we're destroyed, people still just smile and don't react. Don't get involved in the processes of government that are, you know, even election watching that could help us break free. And it has to come to the point where people are willing to get organized and quit complaining and start doing what actually works. And it was so hard to watch the recall of the governor this last summer fail by 1%. You know, we were so close. To see failure, it required to get up and walk again and go forward. And that's kind of how I feel about Trump. We have a president who was elected. He actually is president. He just isn't a recognized president. And
thank you, Rebecca. I understand your feeling there. I have mixed emotions today about all of this. And one thing I am not going to do is I am not going to watch the Biden inauguration. He is not a legitimate president. There is no question about that, because the evidence is visual. It is statistical. It is overwhelming. And it has to be brought out in some case. You've heard me repeat that over and over again. It has to be, because if it does, then you and I have the ability to use that evidence to persuade the persuadable. Got a text message and says either the dementocrats want this thing to end in a civil war, or they are the relative that just doesn't realize what they're doing. Ooh, that's good. 6:30, back with Glenn. Glenn, hang on. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. Now, before we go to Glenn, who's been gracious to hang on over the bottom of the hour break, a couple things I need to take care of. Number one, let me throw this out to you from an American Thinker article about big questions on the eve of the inauguration. This is from last night. Listen to this. If this doesn't just encapsulate everything that I'm feeling, I don't know what else does. Listen to this. Here, one day before the inauguration of a demonstrably corrupt and senile figurehead, we sit, wondering how we will resist the ever-growing radicalism that has already shown itself. We ask, what will happen to our children and our grandchildren if this is not stopped? And we silently ask what personal and professional risk we are willing to endure to save this country and our families. These are questions we've never asked ourselves in the aftermath of past presidential elections, and it's downright unsettling. The America we have grown up with and loved is actually at risk of becoming a thing of the past. I'm going to stop there. I just want that to soak in for a moment. Question I'm asking you to comment on today in this two-hour political coffee show is just this. How do you feel today? And I'm just speaking really about Donald Trump leaving office and Joe Biden being sworn in as president. How do you feel today? 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line. I've got one line open. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our sponsors of the Freedom Celebration. That's our big KSLM listener party that I want to invite you to come and join us to be a part of that. It's really easy. You just go to kslm.news, click on the Freedom Celebration link, and you can register. We ask that you register. It's very important. We need to know how many people are coming, first of all. Secondly, we also need some participation. We have some great sponsors, and Freedom Heating and Air is one of them. We're only charging $10, and there's incredibly great food. We've got great music from the 45th Fret. It's country rock music. It's going to be a big celebration of freedom. We need that right now. And I want to have a chance to meet many of you that I never have. I'd love to put a face with a name. So go to kslm.news and register for the Freedom Celebration. It's easy. It's $10 for one person, or it's $30 for a family of four or more. We're going to be honoring the people that keep us free. Law enforcement, fire, first responders, military, Oregon National Guard, active duty, veterans. We're going to thank them all. And yes, even a few politicians that have the courage to show up to celebrate freedom. So join us, kslm.news. It is Sunday afternoon, January 31st, 2 p.m. January 31st, 2 p.m. up at the Ames Ranch. So let's go to, and again, thanks to Freedom and Heating and Air for doing that. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How do you feel today?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch any of that trash. Trump,
me either.
Trump knew from his intelligence that what happened to us when he pulled the lever to shut down the nation in March, he knew from his intelligence something was wrong and he couldn't figure it out, didn't have enough information. But now we see that the world is financially in a mess and the lives of the people with this mutant strain designed and vaccines are not going to be winners. Next hour, I want to give the absolute infallible proof of what we're looking at. And I think Trump knew he couldn't fix what's happening because of the debt, the lockdowns, and how to fix the people that are damaged by the mutation of the genes, which kill very slowly. Strychnine in the old Alfred Hitchcock movie, if you give a drip, 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 will slowly kill you. A high dose will kill you instantly. This is the drip, drip, drip of destruction of humans. And that lab and the people who put the money into it are responsible for it. That includes people like the Gates Foundation, including the Mr. Think of his name in a moment. He is the trustee of that is Mr. Warren Buffett is trustee of the Gates Foundation. They wanted to make billions on all of these vaccinations. And to do that, you had to create the disease. You got paid both ways. You get paid to build the fab to create the disease, and then you get paid to create the vaccines to cure the disease. But this mutation goes against this goes against the law of thermodynamics, and this also goes against the variant mutations of genes that happen naturally in life or those that are manipulated, of which this was. So Trump knew that if he stayed in the office, it's going to go down until this reverses, but it can't reverse. If it were to reverse, be honest with you, radiation kills life to let another life live. But people, when they get radiated because of cancer, it's supposed to kill the bad cells, but it also kills the good cells. Ionizing radiation tends to stop life and is lethal. It almost looks to me as though
Wait a second. I mean, you're babbling on here, Glenn. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not babbling.
It's not making any sense. You're talking about genetic mutation from a virus, and now you're saying you're entering radiation into the doesn't make any sense.
The only way they can kill a virus that they created in a lab, to me, an RNA vaccine is not going to kill it. because it continues to mutate.
I totally agree. It's a virus. It is going to mutate. It already has. It's going to be an endless series of so-called vaccinations. So are you saying then that no matter what we do, we're doomed? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying for Trump and his administration, this experimentation continues for a time forward. Mr. Biden is not going to fix it, neither can Trump fix it in the period of time he has.
Who
before
can?
The damage is irreversible financially.
Trump's done in the next hour and a half, 2 hours.
I realize
so
that.
Can it be
I don't blame him.
By anybody? Can it be fixed by anybody, Glenn?
It cannot be fixed by the Bidens. They helped create it. What they were trying to do was to mutate, to try to prove
evolution. How do you know that the Bidens were involved in it? I mean, come on. Where's the evidence of that?
The administration of Mr. Obama put $2.5 to $3 million into the Wuhan lab. That is absolute fact.
Okay. I don't disagree with
and then
that.
But
laying
paying.
That at the feet of Joe Biden you've got to at least lay it at the feet of Obama too, right?
Yes. Obama and the vice president administration put the money into the fab in Wuhan with the Gates Foundation, with the French.
Right, right. I'm not disputing any of that, but I'm trying to make sense of what's your point here. Your point is that you think that nobody's going to fix it. That's why I asked you the question, are we doomed then?
I sense that the America, it's America canned. We're canned at this particular juncture because Biden and the administration he came from have no ability to put this worm back in the can.
I totally agree. All right. Thanks, Glenn. I'm going to let you go. I mean, I completely agree with you. Nobody's going to be able to fix this except God. He's the only one who can fix it. And the human body will adapt. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Go.
Good morning, Jeff.
How do you feel?
Well, I was lost there. How do I feel, Jeff? Well, I feel that we have to get united. We got to come up with some kind of plan here in Oregon. All politics begin at home. Obviously, the news media, then the Democrats demonized the Republican Party, and therefore, all politics begin at home, and we have to start taking back our state. We got to have good candidates. But how do you define a good candidate? I mean, I thought Amy was a good candidate. However, Kurt Schrader, pharmaceutical, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we most definitely got to get organized here in the state because...
Well, and candidates like Amy have to be able to raise money. They have to be able to raise money in small dollar contributions to be able to compete effectively in messaging against a Kurt Schrader. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, you got to have money. There is no doubt about that. But
well, that's where we come in.
Right. But you also have the news media who tells lies, demonize anybody we put forward. And you got to be able to mute that.
Well, how will we do that? We'll talk about that. 6:48. Thanks, Art.
Bye.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Or you can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at KSLM.news. Corby writes, says, I understood everything Glenn was saying. If people don't get it, then get informed and understand what's going on. Stop throwing stones. And that's what got us here in the first place. Being naive is not an excuse. Well, I guess I'm one of those people that is naive then, Corby, because I didn't understand everything Glenn was saying. I understood some of it. I understood what he was trying to get at. Well, what the heck does that have to do with what's going on today? Well, I understand, yes. We have Kate Brown's edicts. By the way, she's back in D.C., you know. We've got Kate Brown's edicts, unconstitutional shutting down of our economy, of businesses, which has to be pushed back against and hopefully will continue to be. Fred writes me an email, do we have freedom of speech? Who's going to publish the books? Everything Biden will do will be protected. You forgot already, Jeff. Your rights are being removed. Well, we'll see. That's why we have courts, and at least Trump has put almost 300 federal judges on the bench that are constitutionalists. We'll see, because that's at least in part where we have to go next. It's okay to throw stones, by the way, Corby, if we're throwing them at the people who deserve to be hit by them, like the Mitch McConnells, the Liz Cheneys. In fact, I want to continue from this American Thinker piece. It's by Dex Barr. Big questions on the eve of inauguration is the headline. He's a freelance writer, author of a book called No Christian Man is an Island, Leading the Spiritual Quest in America's Culture Wars. Now, I read you what I thought was a profound assessment of kind of where we were yesterday and kind of where I am today. Talking about, we're all wondering how we can resist the radicalism that's showing itself. What does this mean for our kids and our grandkids if it's not stopped? And we silently ask what personal and professional risk we are willing to endure to save the country and our families. We've never asked ourselves these questions after a presidential election, but we are now, because we fear that this great republic that has endured for centuries now, for generations, that truly it's at risk because of the radicalism. You go on down to another part of this, and I want you to listen to this, because I think this answers the question about how I feel today. From the piece, quote, there is no question that no matter what happens, it will be up to the American patriot to stand for God, country, and family from this week forward. It will be the people praying and seeking the will of God and standing against tyranny that will right the ship that is America. The current slimy Republican leadership is a reflection of our past apathy and of us believing the false notion that the GOP were always all good guys. Trump was elected and then reelected when the people were awakened. The signs of election theft happened while the people were paying attention, not while they were distracted. And because of that, they have been indelibly etched. It has been indelibly etched in the minds of over 74 million Trump voters. These patriots are not just going to stand for the tactics of censorship and dehumanization being carried out by Twitter, Facebook, Google, and the press. Serious and God-fearing Americans are not descended from passive and repressed people. Our ancestors defeated the greatest armies in the world, liberated millions from tyranny, and even landed on the moon. We are not just going to lie down and accept communism, much less an illegitimate president. He concludes by saying this. Now, there are going to be those who read this and who will immediately be dismissive, saying our vote is irrelevant due to the multiple means of vote fraud or that the left controls everything. So what's the use? This is defeatist thinking. We are where we are because of our lack of vigilance. This is our starting point. And it's going to be a long, arduous process. It may even take 20 to 50 years, but so what? To quote Lao Tzu, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So what is your step today? I shot a video last night, put it on my Facebook page of a beautiful sunset and my Trump flag flying in the sunset. How poignant. The end of an era is what I called it. And I have to tell you this, from this day forward, this patriot is going to do more than I have ever done to preserve the Republic, this greatness of America, because I do care about how it impacts my two grandsons. I do care about how it impacts future generations. I do. What are you going to do? One of the things that I'm going to do is be committed to helping to fund campaigns in Oregon for the people like Amy, Ryan Corser, who ran against Kurt Schrader, because he's going to have all the money he needs. If she runs again, she won't. We need to make sure she does. $25 here, $100 there. Yeah, it's sometimes a sacrifice. I gave more money than I've ever given before in my life to a candidate. That was Donald Trump. And it wasn't that much. I'm committed to giving more in the future because that's a piece of the puzzle. I'm also committed to helping, as I am now, someone who's considering running for governor, who's different. Helping that person understand there is a pathway to winning in Blue Oregon, and there is. And it's buried in a story that I'm going to get to. It's on the Willamette Week, and it's about a Democrat lawmaker signing on to a bill that blocks highway tolling. This is an issue that goes across party lines. We've polled it multiple times. We're going to poll again. It is a key to winning in the state of Oregon. There's more, including how Donald Trump can be even more effective going forward. It's from the Epoch Times, and it's a piece called "With Discipline and Courage, Trump Can Turn Defeat into Eventual Victory." I'm not giving up. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. It's 6:59.